Samuel Flint, aka Innocent Music, is a film director and musician from the Eastern Cape. Starting his career in music in 2012 while still in high school, Samuel became a rapper and a producer before starting to collaborate with the organization Ewoza in 2017. He then became a lead facilitator of Ewoza's workshops and have been recently been trained in all aspects of the organization's creative process. Even working on projects such as documentaries on the impact of COVID-19 in Khayelitsha, these have been broadcast on Bekiziza Center for Health Journalism and Health 24.
Thank you for having me, and also thanks for the opportunity.
Please tell us more about Ewoza and your involvement with the organization.
Ewoza is an organization that was started around 2013, 2014. I'm not sure with the dates, but it was started by a biomedical researcher, Dr. Anastasia Koch, and an artist called Ed Young. It was operated at the intersection of public engagement, youth education, advocacy, and skill development. And its project is youth focused and driven by a desire engaging people in areas most heavily impacted by infectious diseases, and it's accomplished by conducting young people to high impact by medical research conducted locally, and by providing the skills and equipment to produce industry standard health related media that reflects the individual social and emotional of cost of diseases. The project aims to encourage positive health seeking behavior. So my involvement is I'm a young creative film director.
You started off collaborating with Ewoza as a musician. How did this come about, and please tell us more about that experience?
I was still in high school when I was approached by Uzondi Gazi, who then was the trainee at Ewoza. She was doing a film based on TB. So she asked me if she can use one of my songs for his film as a soundtrack. I gave it to her, and then she then came back to me a week after to ask me if she do I want in return, how much do I want for her using my song on the film. Then I was like, no, it doesn't have to be money. You guys are busy with filming, right? So what you can do for me in return, you can shoot a music video. So it started like that. So we started to partner, so it was an ongoing thing, me providing music for them, and then they shoot a music video in return for me. So it was all about that, and it grew, man, to a point where I became a facilitator in Ewoza, and then I kept on training to become this film director that I am today.
What are some of the issues you tackle in COVID-19 content?
So it started when the lockdown was implemented. We'd see in malls around, there were long queues, people were starting queues in early AMs, man, around 4 a.m. People will be already outside the malls in queues so that they can get in. So it came to my mind that I want to know why they are doing that, and how did the COVID-19 change their life, and what do they think about it? And at that time, it went to a point that people were scared of the lockdown more than the COVID-19 itself, because they didn't understand and they didn't know what the COVID-19 is. They have different beliefs. It started like that. But then as time went by, people lost jobs. They couldn't pay rent anymore, some of them. And They were forced to be out by the landlords. It happened like that. And yeah, that's how it all started, like to get those stories. And then the GBV rate like went tremendously high, especially in the informal settlements. So yeah, those were stories that we tried to cover, you know, the evictions, gender-based violence, and yeah, those kind of stories. And some were fighting for their basic services, because they are informal settlements that have been there for over about 32 years, and they were those ones that we established like now during COVID-19. So it was kind of the same story circulating.
How did your love for filmmaking start?
So my love for filmmaking started after high school. I was more interested in acting, and then I couldn't get jobs in acting because I didn't have any experience, you know. So for auditions, and in order for me to audition online or go to auditions, in order for me to get the jobs, I needed something that shows that I've done this before. So I was like, okay, so how about I do my own thing? I started to look for jobs, and then luckily enough, I got a job, and then I bought my first camera, and then I started to shoot monologues and like some short stories, and then I had to edit those, you know. So I had to make a research on how to edit, and what softwares do I need to edit these stories, you know. So yeah, it started off like that, and yeah, that's how it all came about. So now, from being a musician, actor, to a film director and producer, yeah, that's all it came about.
What is your all-time favorite film?
My all-time favorite film is, yeah, oh, there's a lot, but let me think, which one is my all-time favorite? It has to be The Hitman's Bodyguard. Yeah, that's my favorite film, man. Yeah, but that's not only my favorite film, but I had to, I have to choose that, I have to pick that one now, for now, yeah, I can say.
For all of the young listeners that want to pursue filmmaking as a career, what words of encouragement do you have for them?
All I can say, it has to be something that you love, something that you have passion for. Because in most times, people like take filming as a hobby, you know, but it is a career. And first do your research on what's happening in the industry so that you don't put yourself in something that you can't deal with, or you would regret later, you know. But yeah, it is a good thing, especially when you are a creative, you know. So yeah, just go for it, trust yourself, always open the space to learn new things. Just do it, man, out of love, and yeah, out of passion. Yeah, we still need young creatives like to tell these stories visually, so that, yeah, maybe we can change and become like a better world and a better place to live in.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, most definitely. What I can say is, let us all love, respect women, starting from our mothers, sisters, sending all love out there. Let us respect also LGBTQI plus people, you know. Let us not ask them, let us not judge them, let's believe them when they sharing their pain with us, you know. Because, yeah, we're living in a cruel world, man, and it's now becoming a place where one is scared to be. So, yeah, and let's all respect COVID-19 lockdown rules and regulations for us to be safe, because this thing is real. We still need one another. Let's just stick together so that we can overcome this COVID-19 thing one day. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Samuel, for the lovely interview. Have a nice day.